Bez Hashem, we're learning Pel Yoitz. Welcome everyone. I want to thank everyone for listening. I bumped into someone a couple days ago, and the person told me that they listened to the shiur. I said, great, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And it's a schus for me that you are listening to the shiurim. So I appreciate this schuyos that you give me. We continue discussing here in Shiur 88, Eretz Yisrael, going to live in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael, specifically to live in Eretz Yisrael. Now he says, those who are in Eretz Yisrael, writing and asking, in those days there was no email and telegram, you know, WhatsApp and text messages, so they had to write letters. You tell the children these days to write a letter, like they think means the ABC letter. What does it mean to write a letter, right? Who writes letters today? He says if you're writing a letter and asking for financial support when you're in Eretz Yisrael, because of the difficulties they might have had, don't just ask for yourself. Ask for others as well. Have in mind the other people that they also need assistance. Sometimes it will come out that when you write your letter, he's talking to the person who lives in Eretz Yisrael and asking for assistance from Chutz La'aretz to fulfill the mitzvah of staying in Eretz Yisrael, include others as well. V'yisa brach meitz Hashem, and you should receive a brach from Hashem, pasukim tehillim, from the Adam, from people, mitzvah imendis lad, and that mitzvah will last forever. That's actually also a term which is also based on the pasuk and gemara in Ksubis, daf nun, of mitzvah imendis lad, that your mitzvah will last forever. You do a mitzvah of asking people to help in the assistance of tzedakah, and the people give the tzedakah, you should know, the mere fact you're asking is your mitzvah. What you get out of it, you never know. That's Hashem's response. Our job is to do the asking. What's the main purpose of living Eretz Yisrael? What's the main purpose of living Eretz Yisrael? The ikur halichas Eretz Yisrael, he lists tikkun ha-nefesh. It's for the nefesh. As the Gemara says, what, did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go eat from the fruits of the trees? That's why he wanted to go there? That's not the pshat. It's the tikkun ha-nefesh. In fact, the Sefer Eirich HaPayim, Sefer and Kas and Anger, discusses the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu yearned to get into Eretz so badly, so much, was because he saw that on his great Madrega, which we can't begin to comprehend, he saw that he needed to fix this Midah of Kas to some degree. He hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Okay? We wouldn't be able to see any kas. So he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael to fix that, avir Eretz Yisrael machkim, the ear of Eretz Yisrael, the kedushas Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to fix that nekuda, that point of him. And that's what he says over here. If the ikar halichas Eretz Yisrael, he letikun nefesh, is to misakin the nefesh, is to fix the nefesh. V'haruach toshuv el olokim asher nesona k'moy shenosna. V'haneshama tahaloka, the neshama will praise Hashem, ki kedushas hamakim, the holiness, the sanctity of the place of Eretz Yisrael, the hamenucha mitidus hazman, and the calmness of the burdens of the time, whose siyua gadol inyan zeh, is a tremendous assistance for a person to fix his character traits. There's a tremendous kedusha in Eretz Yisrael to help the person misak in his nefesh, fix what needs to fix. Yineki chayin misha yiske leil chasham kodosh yeh, one who merits to go to Eretz Yisrael and to live in Eretz Yisrael. Kodesh yeh, he will be a kodesh. Parush yeh, he should be separated from other mundane, worldly things that he does not need. Va'afim hirchav Hashem es gevuloi. And he says, even if Hashem gives the person the financial capabilities of a lot of wealth, lo yis'aneg b'deshe nafshe, a person should not go overboard. A person should not bask in the delights of Maisris. Maisris means things that we don't need. Rak chai tsar yichya v'darchia tshuva yisnahig. V'chol darchia chasiyus. He says, live a simple life. He says it's life of tsar, that's a madrega of pain. But live a simple life, a basic life, a pashut life. Focus on tshuva. You're in Eretz Yisrael. You're in a makam kodesh. Just like we just finished learning Hillel's Beis HaKnesses. And we say when you come into the Beis HaKnesses, You're in the Makom Kodesh. You're in the holy place. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're in the Makom Kodesh. The person who doesn't want to learn by himself, he should go to a chacham, he should teach him. Had to get closer to Hashem, had to learn. And the Talmud Chacham should direct him in the proper path to serve Hashem properly. He says, try as much as possible to fulfill the mitzvahs of the land. There are mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz that you can only do in Eretz Yisrael. You can only do this mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. Try as much as possible to fulfill these mitzvahs. And then he says, "Ki zeh kol pri yeshivas Eretz Yisrael." It's a bit of a you have to pick up the sense of humor, if you will. And he says because this is all the fruit of the benefits of living in Eretz Yisrael. Pri is a fruit. He says try to fulfill the mitzvahs of, right, you hear what's going on? Chumas and maestras, right? That's because that's fruits, right? Also, all these things. Okay, Osaf Ishtar Harav Charedim, B'Soifa Kol Mitzvahs Lois Baris. He says, so where do you go? What's the address? You know, my children ask me, Abba, where do you know which sefer to look at for what? You know, you come into base image like this. So I said to them, the same way a person who knows how to use tools, he knows what to use which tool for what. Right? He knows it, right? So too, you have to. The more you learn, you know what type of sefer is for what. So he tells us over here. He says, so which sefer do you go to learn about the mitzvahs hatluyos baaretz? He says one of the sefers you know what sefer to go to. Sefer Charedim. The Sefer Charedim lived in the time of the Arizal, and in the back of the sefer he discusses mitzvahs hatluyos baaretz, the mitzvahs that are dependent upon to do in Eretz Yisrael. Let's see if we can finish this topic of Eretz Yisrael now. And I wrote down over here Mu'oid Choshev that this next paragraph, next piece is extremely important. Yadua ki achayte b'Eretz Yisrael onche kafel me'achayte b'chutzlais. He tells us we have to understand something. We in Eretz Yisrael, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, and those who live in Eretz Yisrael, you have to realize you're in Hashem's land. In Hashem's land now. And Hashem is watching with eyes on our actions even greater than in Chutz La'aretz. And therefore the punishments of a person who does aveiros in Eretz Yisrael are doubled. Anshei kofel me'achayt b'chutz La'aretz from one who does an aveir outside of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Ki heichal Hashem, like we gave the mashal in the Mishnah Berurah here. If a person litters and he dropped a candy wrapper on the street, get a fine, whatever the fine is, if they even do that anymore. But a person who litters with a chocolate wrapper in the White House is getting a much worse fine. Lahavdil, bein kodesh l'chol. In Eretz Yisrael, it's like, it is that kedusha. It's heichal Hashem hu. It's like you're going to a Beis Medrash. You're in Eretz Yisrael. Al kein kol bal nefesh yochus al nafshoy. V'layla kiyoyim yedavuk. So what should we be doing in Eretz Yisrael? When you go to Eretz Yisrael, the focus is the Vekus in Hashem. Obviously, there's touring to see the Kedushas Ha'aretz. You want to see the Kedushas Ha'aretz. L'sirachek minat abatolo harchek moed. Distance yourself from wasting time. Rakodo yishia godo pera choyves gara ki rabu haklalhu yoy makipur mamish yelohem kol yomim. It's a high madrega. He says when you go to Eretz Yisrael, it should be like the days of Yom Kippur. That's what we should strive for. We might not be there yet, but that's what we strive for. That when you go to Eretz Yisrael, just like Yom Kippur, you don't waste a minute. You have this opportunity to daven to Hashem, to get your kaparas. Haklalhu yoy makipur mamish yelohem. There should be a fear of Hashem on you when you go to Eretz Yisrael. Now he discusses here the davening, the milas at tefillah in Eretz Yisrael. The tefillah in Eretz Yisrael. All the tefillahs that we daven go to the Kaisel, go to the Beis HaMikdash. When you go to, you know, sometimes you have on your phone, as a marshal, you have a couple of bars. And you say hello to somebody, hello? And say, hello? And you hear that, it's a back and forth hello game. Finally you hang up, you try again. So So I can't say hello. So yeah, me too. I don't know. I couldn't hear you. Sometimes there's a distance because maybe there are different averus that might be separating between us and Hashem and Eretz Yisrael. We go daven Eretz Yisrael. Milas at tefillah in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Ma'oid is tremendous. So kvar yesh lehem tefillas neiroishim spalim v'nei agoylo mipiyam anu chayim. V'chol echad yispal al kreivav lefi tzachus l'shoni. He says, daven for your relatives, daven for Klal Yisrael, v'yispal al bina beis hamikdash, daven for the rebuilding the beis hamikdash. How timely this is, right at the beginning of the 3 weeks. And he's talking here every single day, al kibbutz goliyus, v'sheigalenu Hashem yisbarach, geulah shleima meher b'yameinu, amen. When we daven Shemot Esrei, daven, v'kabseinu miyavakan for Yisraelis, Hashem should gather us from the four corners of the earth. Daven it, the same way we daven to Hashem for panaza, for refuah, we kept saying to me, Arba, can't face Oritz. Take us out of Chutz Loritz, wherever we might be. And you know what? Let me tell you something else. And if you're in Eretz Yisrael, daven for it as well. Because we still need the Beis HaMikdash, even Eretz Yisrael. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. In conclusion of the topic of Eretz Yisrael, Simcha b'mitzvahs yeshivas, yeshiva b'Eretz Yisrael. Simcha. Extremely important. Any mitzvah you do. Every mitzvah you do, do b'simcha. He said, do the mitzvah b'simcha. The Arizal said that he was zoiche to the great giluyim, the revelations that he received, because of he did his mitzvah b'simcha. He did his mitzvah b'simcha. He was overjoyed with the opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tzorech ha-yoyshei be'eretz Yisrael yosameach todir v'mitzvosoi ha-tedira. One who lives in Eretz Yisrael should be in a constant mindset of simcha. Ah, wake up in the morning, you say Moed Ani. We all said Moed Ani this morning. But not all of us were saying Moed Ani in Eretz Yisrael. A person who says a Moed Ani, he wakes up in the morning, he's in Eretz Yisrael. Ah, that self, it's a special simcha. Then he says, he ends off, V'chol ha-yisruin yikeilu be'ino ba'avoso yoysa. And if Rachman Litzlan, if unfortunately a person has yisruim, suffering has to deal with, he should remind himself, ah, but I'm in Eretz Yisrael. For those who are zeich to live in Eretz Yisrael, tzorech ha-yoyshe be'eretz Yisrael yoysameach todir b'mitzvoso hatadira. He has this constant mitzvah of being zeicha to merit to live in Eretz Yisrael. We should all of us, be zeicha to have this opportunity to feel this constant simcha of living in Eretz Yisrael b'karov. Amen.